ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
Thank you for downloading. If you are downloading and listening in Queensland,
happy Origin Day!
New South Wales, happy Origin Day. Does the rest of the world care?
I don't think so. But
little burp there.
My body is really turned on me today. I've been sneezing in really awkward places. These burps are just coming out of nowhere. I don't know what's happening. I think
forget
I'm breaking
about
down.
The origin stuff. We have to talk about this.
My body.
Yeah, your body. Let's explore it. Let's explore how you became a woman. Now, it's all got to be a result of this weird cupping acupuncture you did the other day.
That's what it is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure
the photo you showed me of your back.
Oh, it's hectic. We should put it up on Insta.
Would you be comfortable?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of your back.
That's all right. Are you saying I've got a lot of back?
No. There's a fair bit of area there. I'm not going to. It's a back.
It's a big area. We can stick it up. I'll give it to producer Brooke. But yeah, I had cupping and smoking and acupuncture. And I swear to God, I think I am detoxing because I felt like I smelt weird yesterday.
Yeah, I always feel like I go and see a physio pretty often just to, because I've got like, as I sit here now, I'm hunched over right now. The world's worst posture.
Yeah.
And I always feel like the crap from your body is like pushed into your bloodstream.
Yeah.
Because you feel crappy afterwards.
You do.
And really dehydrated.
Yep. Totally. And yes, I'm like, Nev, do I smell weird? Because I feel like I smell weird. Like I didn't smell like me. He's like, you smell normal.
Just
I'm like,
the normal,
I don't. I smell weird.
Just the normal amount of weirdness that you smell like on a daily basis. See the photo of Gabby's messed up back. She's going to send it to producer Brooke. We'll whack it on our socials at Cliffo and Gabby on Facey and Insta. Right now, though, Origin Day.
It's very exciting that Origin is happening in regional Queensland. First time ever that it's outside a metro city and in Townsville, which is Jonathan Thurston's hometown. He joins us right now. How are you, Jonathan?
Yeah, I'm very well. Thanks, Gabby. Yourself?
Good, thank you. Now, you are assistant coach to the Maroons this Origin round. How are you loving that it's going to be in Townsville for the first time ever?
Yeah, it's very exciting. I was over the moon, obviously, when it got announced. But, I've heard that the city has been pumping since it's been announced. So, yeah, it's great that we could take a world-class event to Townsville.
There's so much talk about it already, and the game hasn't even been played yet. But is there any chance it'll go regional again, Origin, and maybe played at a place like Townsville again?
I don't think so. So that's why it's so special to have this one-off event in Townsville. And, you know, it's a good reward for the fans of North Queensland that travel, you know, thousands of kilometres to watch the Cowboys play every second week there in Townsville. So, it's very exciting. I know the players are excited and it should be fun.
It's going to be so much fun. We are very excited. Cliffo and I, however, are both New South Wales supporters, JT. Do you have any family members that barrack for New South Wales or are you all Queenslanders?
We're all Queenslanders. We're all Queensland Maroon to the bone, Gabby.
Maroon to the bone.
Yeah, sorry about that, mate. If you're cool to do it, JT, we do have a couple of listener questions here for you. So we're going to kick things off with Matt.
Hey, JT, it's Matt. Is it true Queensland won't finalise the lineup until like an hour before kickoff?
Yes.
Oh. Bit of an element of surprise there, is it?
Yes. Can't give away all our tricks. Our tricks before kickoff.
Okay, listen to question number two.
Hey, Jonathan, it's Jen. Paul Gallen last year said that Queensland had the worst Origin team ever, and then Queensland won. How would you rate this year's team?
We're very happy with the team that we've picked. So we've got full faith in the 17 blokes that will be going out there to play and do their duty for Queensland.
All right, next question's from Chris.
Hey, JT. It's Chris here. I always see goal kickers whisper to themselves before a conversion, but I want to know, what do you say to yourself?
I never used to say something before I kicked. I obviously had a process with my goal kicking that gave me the confidence. So every time I stepped up to take the kick, I always... I always backed myself to make that kick no matter where it was. But, yeah... For some reason, I always counted my steps when I walked into the ball, to strike the ball.
Oh.
Yeah, it was weird. So I always counted them in my head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And that fifth was my plant foot.
Yeah.
Strike through to the target. So, yeah.
Is it one of those things where you do it once and you get it right and so you feel like you have to do it every single time after that?
Yeah, so I've just always done that. So, yeah, I always visualise the ball going through the sticks and I always visualise the ball coming back onto the kicking tee. And I visualise counting my steps in, visualise the ball going through, striking the ball through the sticks, visualise it coming back, and then I do it for real.
Amazing. And final question.
Hey, JT, it's Casey. What will you be drinking during the game?
Probably have a can of Coke. Always have a coffee before the game. Just start to get the heart rate up.
Mm.
So that's about it. During the game, it's always, Gatorades and water. But, yeah.
What about after the game?
Box. 4X.
I didn't even need to ask.
No, you didn't.
We've got a couple of reality check questions for you just to find out what your routine is a bit more for the day. What do you eat for breakfast on game day?
Normally, because we're in camp, it's omelets. But when I'm at home, the wife used to have my Wheaties ready for me when I wake up.
Wheat-Bix? How many Wheat-Bix do you do?
I normally do 6. So
good.
It's honey and she normally puts blueberries and raspberries on there. So
she's a good delish. Wife.
6-2, that's a good number. Do you sleep, JT, on the left or right side of the bed the night before a big game?
I always sleep on the right side of the bed.
What if you've got the bed to yourself?
Always slept on the right side of the bed because
cool.
I sleep on my right side. I can't sleep on my left side because my shoulder's
of
no
course.
Good. So that wakes me up with a bit of pain during the night. So I always have to sleep on the right side.
Who's the last person you speak to before the game who's not part of the team?
That's not part of the team. Mm. The wife. Always, give her a call before we go to the game. So,
what does she normally say to you?
She normally wishes me luck. She says, good luck. I said, you don't need luck when you've got talent, my wife.
I can imagine that conversation going down. What's your favourite after game meal?
After game, there's normally like sandwiches and wraps and stuff after the game in the sheds. So that's normally, but when we get back to the hotel, there's normally a good spread put on for the boys.
What's your fave out of that? Are you sweet or savoury kind of guy?
Nah, it's like normally like steaks and chickens.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah.
All the protein.
Full. Yep.
Nice. Yeah. Who has the most complicated coffee order on the team?
Nate Miles. He likes a long black with a side of oat milk. A dash of oat. There's a few of the boys that like the almond lattes. Like, seriously. Double shot piccolo followed by a double shot cap.
Oh, that is a lot of caffeine.
That's my go-to.
Got to be fueled up. Is there a team amp-up song before kickoff?
No, well, the boys just individually wear their headphones. I'm not sure if they played the music out loud, like through a speaker. Post-match, it's through the speaker, the tunes are pumping. But normally they just individual headphones.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, JT, we cannot wait. This is a massive moment for you, being a North Queenslander. And, so many people so excited. State of Origin, Game 1, live from Townsville tonight, 8:10 on Channel 9. Thanks for your time, assistant coach of the Queensland Maroons. JT, good luck, man.
You don't need luck when you've got talent.
Ask me a question. This is Guidance Gabby.
This is where you can ask a question. Just hit us up at our socials at Cliffo and Gabby, and we will get everyone involved to give you some guidance for me to claim. So today's question... is.
I love it how you don't even fight that anymore.
This one's from Kayla. And she said, "Dear Guidance Gabby, I'm in the process of moving in with my partner and he has the worst taste in furniture and wants to bring his ugly dining setting into the new house. It was handed down to him by his parents who have both passed away, so he has an emotional attachment to it. But it's so 70s, doesn't go with any other furniture we own, and I just hate it. How do I go about this to make sure the dining setting goes?"
Well, you don't, Kayla. You're awful.
You can't.
No, you can't.
You can't hold on to things forever.
Dude, you love him. He loves his parents who have passed away.
I'm sure there's other things he owns of theirs as well, you'd hope. I'm not sure.
She didn't talk about a connection to any of those.
I know. But I feel for her, because when you're trying to set up a brand new house and you want everything to look perfect, if there's something very unattractive, I get it. I get that you wouldn't want it in the house.
Look, I might sound particularly cold toward Kayla, as you would understand. I'm not much of a decorator kind of guy.
You're not yet. But you are a sentimental kind of guy.
I'm very sentimental. My wife at the moment wants to replace the couch in our living room, and I'm just putting it off, because I don't know.
You're like,
I'm not a selling houses Australia kind of guy.
It still works. Why are we getting a new one?
Exactly. Like, if I go to the doctors and my phone's not working and I've got to pick up a magazine, like, if there's only home design ones, I'm not going to pick up a magazine. I just don't care.
I just don't do it.
About that stuff. And you're right, I'm a sentimental guy, and I think that's just when you got to suck up.
Nah, I don't know. Or maybe there's a way that you could change it up. I'm not sure. But 13 1060. Has anyone else had to deal with this in the past, where ugly furniture's been brought into the house? And how did you deal with it? Did you manage to squirrel it away into another room? Did you manage to talk them out of bringing it at all? Like, what kind of guidance would you give to Kayla in this situation? It's a 70s dining setting that doesn't go with any other furniture or the house, and she absolutely hates it. What does she do? 13 1060. What should Kayla do about the ugly dining setting?
Phones have actually gone bananas for this one. Karen's first up. Karen, do you have some advice for Kayla?
Yeah, you put it in the man cave. Give him area. He can have his TV, his football, his beer, and he can have it in that area. It doesn't need to be in the dining room, but it's his home as well.
I don't know. There's still some variables there.
There is. He might not. I don't have a man cave because I don't have enough space.
Either do I, Karen. I'm not very rich.
Outdoor barbecue area.
Outdoor barbecue area.
Everyone has an outdoor area.
The outdoor area, though, it's going to die. It's going to be with the weather wet, and it's not all right.
Oh, she's just going to compromise. It's his home, as hers. So,
but you women, all the compromising at the moment is just her way, and he doesn't.
He gets to keep it. It just doesn't stay in the dining area.
That's you guys
winning.
Well,
that's a compromise if you move it out of the dining area but keep it
next to the barbecue.
It's
going to kill it, guys. It's killing it. What's this bloke's name? We don't know.
Don't know. I feel she hasn't said.
Carissa on 13 1060. How you going, mate?
I'm great, thank you.
What do you reckon, Carissa? What should Kayla do about this ugly dining setting?
I think that she should accept it for now and do the rest of the house, make everything else nice, and then just take him to places, show him other things, but not mention the dining table, and hope that he gets there on his own eventually.
Okay. One day he'll decide that he needs to upgrade.
That's the best idea so far. You're weaning it out of
him. You're weaning him off the dining set.
Totally. You don't just go cold turkey off the drug of furniture.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? You've got to wean. Okay. Geez, I don't know how serious this topic is, but this next caller wants to be anonymous. So this must be some serious advice.
What advice do you have, anonymous?
Oh, look, hello. Look, I did it sneakily. I've just moved in with my partner not long ago, and his lounge was absolutely hideous, absolutely hideous. And I'd only just bought one not long ago. And a family member got stuck in a situation where she needed furniture. So I said to him, how about we, you know, just let her have the lounge, you know, and it made sense. Me keeping mine because it was more newer than his. And he was quite happy with that. He felt as if he was doing
a nice thing.
A nice deed, But in saying that, he didn't have the connection with, with the furniture that the person's got.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how I sort of worked it out. I didn't say it was hideous. I just went along those lines.
Kayla's gone all out.
Yeah, you don't tell them the truth. You just get someone to fake needing a couch and then pass it on out.
How much can we act? Can you put on an Oscar-winning performance, Kayla? That's how you get rid of the couch.
I've heard the tip really needs one.
I mentioned last week that the kids have got a new cubby house because their grandparents, parents have been in town, so all rules are off. We're eating chocolate first thing in the morning. We're getting big presents even though it's not our birthday.
Grandparents are the best.
And my dad built a whole cubby house. It's got like a little patio. I joke it's better than our actual house. It's like a little Queenslander
it is. Yeah, it's
in
beautiful.
The backyard. But I find now, and you can see it too, actually, I should say, guys, there's photos and stuff at our socials, at Cliffo and Gabby on Facey and Insta. But I'm finding it's becoming a crap magnet.
Oh.
So the kids are loving it so much that all of their, like, just the stuff of the house
is going into the cubby.
Is finding its way to the cubby house, where I even found a three-day-old Vegemite sandwich stashed in the cubby house the other day.
Was it in the cupboard at least?
No, it's right there in the open air, moulding away. But I'm finding rocks from the garden in there, puzzle pieces, random pencils. In fact, you know what? I just think, because I've got a bit of a list here of all the stuff that I've found in the cubby house, I reckon it'd just be easier if I just went through it to music. So just go with me on this one.
Okay.
That's what I found in the cubby. On the 12th day of the cubby house, my kids gave to me 12 rocks from the garden, 11 puzzle pieces, 10 random pencils, 9 Lion King ooshies, 8 Freddo Frog wrappers, 7 hair ties, 6 Lego bricks, 5 Barbie dolls, 4 drink bottles, 3 picture books, 2 Bluey dolls, and a 3-day-old Vegemite sandwich.
It's not even Christmas.
It is every day. Just go to the cubby house. All the gifts are there. Alpha Bucks. All right, Alpha Bucks is back. The Thursday, the Origin Hangover edition of Alpha Bucks tomorrow morning.
There's nothing to do with Origin, though, because the answer you need for Alpha Bucks is tennis.
We did not think that one through.
Hey, it's got a ball and they play to win.
That is a tenuous connection.
Tennis.
You are drawing a long bow, my friend. But tennis is your Alpha Bucks answer for tomorrow at HIT.
You may know Maddie from our afternoon shift here on the radio. However, Maddie also goes by the name Jeans. She is an amazingly talented singer. She's just released this single called Cherry Lips. Honestly, my fave.
When
Love
you write
it.
Music like this, do you picture an overweight 36-year-old man dancing along to it like
Look,
this?
Probably not my demo, but I'm into it. I'm really into it.
Every set of ears is a set of ears, Mads. Don't knock them back.
How good is it, though? She's so incredible. However, Maddie, a.k.a. Jeans, has gone pretty viral for a different reason. Not only amazingly talented singer with beautiful songs, but Maddie, you've also done a couple of jingles on TikTok.
Yes, so I've compiled all the famous jingles from the early noughties and 90s that were on our Australian TVs, and it's blown up on TikTok.
Everyone's loved it.
I think this is great. I've got a friend of mine who plays Britney Spears songs, but he makes them acoustic and they're kind of beautiful. And I've watched your TikTok and you kind of do the same things.
You make jingles
beautiful.
You make
really annoying like jingles like that are supposed to be, they're designed to be earworms, and you make them kind of pretty.
Thank you. I'm glad that you like it.
Even Ashton Kutcher has shared these TikToks.
I know. I freaked out. I hope they do like a remix of it or something.
Oh, that's their thing.
Also, before we get into this, Amy have contacted you as well because that's one of the jingles incorporated.
Correct.
What have they contacted you about?
So I don't know how much I can say, but they do want me to be involved in a campaign of some sort. I don't know if you're looking at the next Amy, like I am Amy, or maybe I'll sing the Amy jingle.
You look so good with the headset on.
I thought so.
Oh, yeah. Lucky you're with Amy.
I am Amy.
You are the new Amy. God, I thought you were famous before, but this is crazy.
I know.
All right, so we've decided we're going to get you in the studio. We've got you all mic'd up. You've got your guitar here, and you are going to do a live rendition of your TikTok that's gone viral. Just making more beautiful some of these advertising jingles that we've all grown up with.
Amazing.
So over to you, Maddie, a.k.a. Jeans, when you're ready.
All right. iconic Australian jingles. Come in and see the good, good, good guys. Nicorette, Nicorette. You can beat that cigarette. That's 1330, 32. Lou Mobile will come to you. Cause lucky you're with Amy. And I feel like chicken tonight, yeah. To make the cordial electric dry. Hello. Frank Walker from National Tiles. Don't chop the dinosaur, Daddy. Wouldn't it
be- Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Something that I have actually tried, though, that I can give feedback on is some alternative treatments, trying to get my body in sync. It's no secret that I've been trying to get my body a little bit more healthy.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of tests to see if my hormones are all doing what they're meant to do and, you know, just making sure that going into
this
my
is
30s.
The latest wellness trend. You're on. This isn't the sunning you.
No.
Airing out you.
Well.
Your lady bits.
I haven't ruled it out. Yeah. But that's not what I have. That's not what I've done yet.
It's a trend. I'm not making it up, everyone. People are doing
just
it.
Just don't get sunburnt.
Gwyneth Paltrow is probably doing it.
Oh, you know she is. No, what I tried yesterday was actually what I thought was acupuncture, but the lady I went to does a whole kind of range of different things depending on what your body needs. So it's Chinese medicine, but it was acupuncture, cupping, and then also like herbal medicine type stuff. And so I went in thinking it was just acupuncture where they stick all the little needles in you. Mm. But then she also, have you ever seen celebrities with these big purple circle bruises on their backs before? That's what cupping does.
Yeah.
So I have a whole heap of purple bruises all over my back. I look very colourful. And then also electric acupuncture, where she attaches a little electric current to the needle that's sticking into you, and it like pulses. So that was pretty full on. But the other part was like burning this herbal kind of cigar. And you might have seen in movies, they sage places, try to cleanse the energy, and they burn sage and they whisp around
the burning of sage is supposed to cleanse areas of bad spirits.
Exactly. Bad energy. Gets rid of it all. Well, it's kind of similar to that, if that's what you're imagining. It looks like a cigar, and she lights the end so it looks like a cigar, and then kind of puts the smoke over your body and it cleanses your internal energies and stuff. I think that's what it does. But that's what she was doing yesterday. And I didn't realize how much of the smoke my clothes and hair had taken on. And it's not until I got home and I was just kind of chilling for a minute, and then my partner Nev got home and he walked in and he was like, "What have you been doing?" And I was like, "What? Oh, I went to acupuncture. That's why I've got these purple bruises." Yeah. He's like, No.
Smell.
"What have you been doing? It smells like a Dutch oven." He thought I'd been smoking pot.
Wow.
And I'm like, no. It's totally legal. It was just burning herbs.
Well, I'll tell you what, though.
It wasn't that at all.
After being bruised, electrocuted, and smoked out, you probably would need something to bring you back down a little bit, you know?
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.